Ladies and gentlemen, as we look at Europe, my word is it's in transition, it seems to me. Their pursuit of the New World Order toward a world government seems to be encountering somewhat of a turbulent ride. The Brexit vote in the UK, for instance, was a big one. The rise of nationalism being driven in some degree by the crushing invasion, I put it that way intentionally, the crushing invasion of Muslims coming from the Middle East to join to Europe and to bring them to their knees. That's having an impact. But then there are European elections electing new leaders with bold assertions and promises. And the question is, are we witnessing a turn to the right? IQ, I want to ask you that because you're there in Europe. You're beholding, you're seeing. The plans by the EU, I think, are being stretched. New leadership is coming down the pike. I don't see any strong leadership in Europe, frankly, right now. I want to ask you, what's happening? What do you see happening? And are they moving to the right, as you indicated earlier on the program? And if you say they are moving to the right, I want you to define right versus left, because I'm not so sure that the same definition in Europe applies to how we interpret it here in the United States.
In fact, it is exactly the same. The left is globalist, secularist. The right is nationalist, patriotic, and mostly Christian. I can't put it in better terms. This is why. Okay. And the reason the right is rising is because the leftists would not listen to the people in Europe, the leaders of Europe, who have been entrenched in their government, in the ruling of the European people for the last 60 years. Leftists, mostly socialists, so-called socialists. They refuse to listen to the worries of the ordinary men and women in Europe since the invasion of Europe by Muslims. So they forced these European men and women to turn to people who are saying, enough is enough. We are Christian. We are a civilization which has been in existence for thousands of years, and we don't want Islam to destroy us. That's why they are voting. They voted in Austria a 31-year-old man, young boy, but he is a populist. They call him populist. What does that mean? They call Donald Trump populist, as if he's a rabble-rouser. Populist is a person who is listening to the people. That's what a populist is. He is worried about what the people are worried about, and he agrees with them. And the same thing is happening now. In France, the third most powerful party now is, I think, it is Marine Le Pen. In Netherlands, the second most powerful one is Geert Wilders. In Hungary, no Muslims, prohibited. In Poland, no Muslims, prohibited. In Czech Republic, in Slovak Republic, all of them are refusing to have Muslims, and all of them are having barriers, that means borders. Nobody can cross them. What's happening?
I want to clarify something. I want to clarify something with you, IQ, because I asked you that question, right versus left, for a reason. Generally speaking, I've always found that the European definition is different. I want you to clarify this, because I think at an earlier point in the program, you actually threw in the Nazis and that rise of that group as a part of the right, but you're actually saying that the Christians are a part of the right. Please distinguish between those two so there's no confusion.
Look, the Nazis will latch on to anybody. They are insignificant in number. Don't take my word for it. It's a fact. The Nazis in America, they are insignificant. So some Nazis came on Charlottesville. All of a sudden, all the white Americans are Nazis. All of a sudden, Trump is a Nazi. This is exactly what the left do. The left lost in every single case. Politically, they lost the election. But leftists will never leave. Let go. They won't let go. So although they lost in a democratic way, what they try to do is to demonize, dehumanize, and insult the opposition to gain power.
So IQ
gain power also through suppressing the other side point of view.
Okay, so IQ, basically what you're saying is, we wrap this up because I want to go to Gary to do some other things at the end of the program here. What you're saying is that in Europe, the left are those who are leaning and pushing for, I would say, the general consolidated government, They're opposed to closed borders, and they are working in league with the Muslim invaders into Europe. Is that a correct statement?
It is a correct statement.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you just have that straight here right now, I think it'll be a big help. The left in Europe are working with the Islamic invaders. I have to say, is it the same way in the United States? Yes, it is. And you have the right, but don't get confused, because those who are support of nationalism in Europe do include those who want Judeo-Christian principles, but they also have some of those, like the Nazis, which the other side tries to use and say they're all alike. You heard IQ. They are not all alike. They just happen to be agreement that dominated by Muslim belief in a consolidated, centralized government they are opposed to. That's why they're there. Don't confuse them being in support of each other's ideology.